My name is Ananya Ori. I'm the artistic director of the project Homemade Visible, and I'm the former ED executive director of the Regent Park Film Festival that's running Homemade Visible. And I'm recently a mom to a second baby.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Homemade Visible is a project of the Regent Park Film Festival. For background, can you tell our listeners a little bit about Regent Park Film Festival?
Yes, I can begin by talking a little bit about Regent Park itself. It was Canada's oldest and largest housing project. And so when the festival started 16 years ago, and it was started by an educator in the community who really felt that people in that community also deserved to see the great independent films that kind of fly around the city and all the hundreds of film festivals we have here. So the Regent Park Film Festival is Toronto's longest running free film festival. And it's rooted in the Regent Park community, and the idea of access is central to it. So it's free, there's childcare, and we do things all year round, and then the annual festival happens in November, and it's just a week away. And Homemade Visible is Regent Park Film Festival's first national project.
Homemade Visible seems like a really vital and important project. How did it get started?
I always cite back to this time at Hot Docs. I was watching Ali Kazemi's film Random Acts of Legacy, and in that film he finds footage of East Asian family in the 50s in America, and he takes it and he asks the remaining family members to simply recount what's happening in the clips. And I remember leaving and feeling like a load was off my back, because I had just seen carefree images of people of color from back in the day. Because anything you see historically, it's very difficult and it's very hard, and you see sad faces, you see people going through hard times, and these are stories that we've really fought to tell. And it's so amazing to see joy, and it's so rare to see joy. And so that's when the idea sparked. And thankfully, we were able to be funded by Canada Council for the Arts New Chapter Grant. And that made it possible to kind of really do a large-scale project where we digitize people's home movies, where so much of this joy is preserved.
Yeah, it's amazing the kind of impact that representation like that can have on you, and just your desire to like share that. Can you briefly maybe describe the project's three phases and talk about why the multi-step approach is so important to Homemade Visible?
The first phase of the project is collection and digitization, where we ask people from Black, Indigenous, and people of color communities to send in home movies for digitization. I mean, many of us these days have all these home videos, and we don't even have the technology to view them back. And so we've been getting lots of tapes and reels where people don't even know what's on there. We digitize it for them, and they decide what part of what they've digitized they'd like to donate to the archives. And this phase is kind of, it's something that goes on throughout the duration of the project. The second phase is a creation phase, where we've commissioned seven artworks to reflect on kind of how you take back an archive, what is an archive, and it's an important phase because it helps reflect on the nature of the work that we're doing. I mean, archives have such a difficult history with racialized people, Indigenous people, and so how do we fill this gap in the archives, but also not think about how we want to be a part of it. So that's why this phase is so critical. And the third is dissemination and engagement, where we take the seven works that have been created on tour through the library systems in Canada. And my hope is that when we do this, more people will get to know about the project and digitize their home movies as well. So we'll kind of circles back to phase one.
Cool. That's like a nice to follow that natural progression of the project. So you mentioned that you're in partnership with the artist-run center, Charles Street Video. You've commissioned seven artists to reflect on the power of reclaiming, reframing, and personalizing the practice and places of archives as part of Home Made Visible. Who are the commissioned artists, and can you briefly describe a project?
Yes, it's funny now that you read back to me what we asked. It sounds like such a mouthful, and the artists have taken these projects in many different directions, but it's all kind of grappling with what archives are. And we commissioned 7 works by 8 artists, and 50% of the artists are Indigenous and 50% are from Black and people of color communities. So the artists are Maya Bastian, Nadine Arpin, Jennifer Dysart, Melissa Watson, Ailia Hussein, Faraz, and Parastu Anushpour. All of the projects play with what archives can look like and can be. Maya Bastian, for example, who is Sri Lankan by background and a journalist by training, decided to focus on the stories of families when they first came to Canada. For her, you know, we talk a lot about back home and what that's like, but what was the moment of arrival? And so she kind of brings together people and food and interviews them while sharing that experience with them. And as a journalist, she's often used to interviewing others, but this time around, she brings her own family and herself into it. So it's an arrival. She calls it the Arrival Archives. And it's documenting this very particular time in people's lives as they arrive to Canada. Another artist is Jennifer Dysart. She has Cree roots from South Indian Lake, Manitoba. Her piece, Caribou in the Archives, embodies the challenge of keeping some of our personal documentation alive. Her piece is about her family member, Violet, who recently passed away, and it centers around this rare piece of video documentation she has of Violet hunting a caribou. And, you know, first of all, that's really valuable to Jennifer's family, but also historically, there isn't much documentation of women hunters. And her film is about how hard it is to get a hold of this footage, to play it, and let alone begin to figure out, you know, where you would place it for posterity, given the difficult history of archives.
Yeah, that's great. We love the kind of imaginative potential that comes from artists intervening into the archive. It's a big part of the Recollective project. Where can folks view the digitized homemade visible materials?
So you can go to the Homemade Visible website, which is homemadevisible.ca, and you can click on Home Movies. And it takes you to the York University archives where these materials sit. I have to say, though, that particular part of that website is down this week because they're making changes to it, but it will be up again by the 20th of November.
Good to know.
Yes, very good to know. So how has your experience been partnering with York University Library, and what do they bring to the table as a large institution?
So when we started conceptualizing the project, it was really important that there be an archive that we're working with, essentially. I mean, the project looks at a gap in the archives, and so if we were going to digitize footage and people were going to donate it, it would just not be enough for it to sit at the Regent Park Film Festival. In fact, at the Regent Park Film Festival, it wouldn't be available for the public, for researchers, for academics, for anybody to kind of look at those representations further. And so York University has been critical to the piece, and that's where, when people donate a portion of their digitized footage, that's where it goes, and that's where it sits for anybody to access.
We really like your ethic about keeping ownership of the materials with the individual contributors. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a bit about the project's approach to agency and consent over use?
I always like to say that, and this was given primacy in the way the project was shaped, is that the footage that we're digitizing that people are bringing to us is for the families first and foremost. And even the footage they donate to the archives, it's not the, you know, all the footage they digitize. It's, they select a portion of it to go there, whatever they feel most comfortable with. And given, you know, our archives have historically mislabeled, misrepresented, completely excluded people from Indigenous, Black, and people of color communities. And so when we're doing this project, it just became very important to kind of acknowledge that and do whatever we can in our processes to give people as much control on how their images and stories and representations are made available and found and who they're accessible to. So that kind of consideration of consent has been really and ownership has been really important.
Great. It's awesome to see projects like this that are really kind of critiquing this myth of the neutral narrative.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny to think when you start engaging with the archives, this idea of the truth really becomes very complicated. It's what you find, who finds it, when you find it, what else you find along with it. I don't know. It's very overwhelming.
Definitely. So you have a big event coming up next week that you mentioned. What can you tell us a little bit more about that event, and then what's next for Homemade Visible after that?
Yes. So the seven works commissioned by Homemade Visible are premiering at the 16th Annual Regent Park Film Festival this Saturday, November 17th, at 2:30 at the Daniel Spectrum in Toronto. And all the artists will be present. And after this premiere, we launch our national tour. So all the works will go to libraries where there'll also be public engagement workshops, and everybody will have access to that programming. The Homemade Visible Tour will be coming to Vancouver in April or May.
Oh, that's great to hear.
At the Vancouver Public Library.
So where can our listeners go to learn more about the project or to get involved?
If people want to learn more about the project and get involved, they can go to homemadevisible.ca. Also, follow us at Regent Park Film. If people have home movies that they would like to digitize in Vancouver, they can contact us through the Homemade Visible, through our webpage. And what we can do is set them up with a digitization center in Vancouver, so they don't have to send their tapes or reels all the way to Toronto and make that work. We're currently really focusing on getting people outside Toronto, outside Ontario, to digitize their home movies. So if people out there have them, we're happy to hear from them.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Ananya.
Oh, thank you so much for talking to me. It was wonderful.